A national commission blames the state of Alaska for the epidemic of violence afflicting Alaska Natives and has come up with a series of recommendations to strengthen tribal jurisdiction. The state attorney general agrees there's a public safety problem, but says the commission's solutions aren't suited to Alaska. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
The Indian Law and Order Commission is recommending changes to federal laws and regulations and a change in the state of Alaska's approach to give tribes greater authority to handle crime. But Alaska Attorney General Michael Garrity says the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act abolished Indian country in Alaska, and resurrecting it would leave non-natives in predominantly native villages with no say in self-governance.
Now, if those communities become Indian country, and the commission is successful in its recommendations, then what happens to those people who may have lived in those communities? They may have raised their kids there. They may own land there. They may have, you know, their parents could have been born there. What happens to those people? How do they participate in the self-government of Indian country in that particular community?
Commission Chair Troy Ide, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, says under federal law, tribal courts are required to protect constitutional rights, including due process, and tribal jurisdiction over crime affecting tribal members is no different from him having to abide by local laws, even though, as a Colorado resident, he doesn't get to vote locally.
Mr. Ide's hypothetical is off base.
Garrity says the commission is viewing Alaska's villages through the lens of the Lower 48 reservation system, where citizens entering the reservation understand they will be subject to tribal law. But he says Alaskans are free to live in any Alaskan community and expect to have a say in electing leaders and voting on laws that will govern them.
But how do they participate in a government, in a community where they have no rights to vote or to have a say in what goes on in the laws that are passed or anything like that?
Instead, Garrity says the Department of Law has drafted a template memorandum of understanding to allow tribes to address violations of certain state laws through tribal courts. He says the state is meeting with the Tanana Chiefs Conference, a regional nonprofit for Interior Alaska, where dozens of tribes operate courts, to negotiate the terms of the MOU, which would deputize tribal officers to enforce state laws dealing with domestic violence and alcohol-related misdemeanors.
To a local tribunal or a program for them to deal with it right there in the community and without going through the state system. You know, deal with it very quickly there in the community or the village with a culturally relevant remedy, whatever they choose. But, it's something for them, an option for them to use. So this MOU kind of sets out the framework of how that would work.
Garrity says the state is also working on a pilot program on St. Paul Island in the Pribilofs to divert juvenile cases to local programs, a project the state hopes will serve as a model for other communities across Alaska. Garrity says the Parnell administration's goal is to provide a village public safety officer, or VPSO, to every community that wants one. He says the state is seeing some success in reaching that goal. There were fewer than 50 VPSOs in 2007, and as of August of this year, there were more than 100. Garrity says the Department of Public Safety is also working to get VPSOs armed so they can more effectively and safely respond to dangerous, volatile situations.
For some time, they've been looking at and working on regulations to allow VPSOs who've been through training and have the appropriate certifications to arm themselves. And those regulations have now been promulgated and they're out for public comment.
The commission also said an amendment to the Violence Against Women Act that excluded Alaska from provisions that allow tribes to enforce protective orders and prosecute offenders is unconscionable. But Garrity says the state lobbied for the exemption because Alaska tribes don't have a land base over which they exercise sovereignty, so those provisions would not work in Alaska. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.